Good afternoon. I would like to thank you for the kind invitation. We're very pleased to be able to be here at the Swiss Federal Office for the Environment. And I would like to share with you the Swiss perception of this RioPlus20 conference. And of course, I'm very interested in hearing the questions and the different views of possible ways forward. Switzerland went to Rio with the ambition to reach an outcome that provides a common vision and a strong common commitment for a green economy. A green economy that promotes poverty eradication, development, a green economy that contributes to sustainable development. Switzerland furthermore wanted the international community to strengthen the international framework for sustainable development and international environmental governance. The Swiss goals for the conference were ambitious. They were ambitious because we wanted to have not just objectives, but binding targets in the outcome document. And the goals of Switzerland were also ambitious because, it has been mentioned before, the general circumstances of the conference were difficult. They were probably more difficult than for the conference on environment and development 20 years ago, for the reasons that the balance of power in the world has been shifting since, and that we have a new situation today, and also because of the lasting financial crisis in Europe. And last but not least, because one of the main topics of the conference, the green economy, has been perceived by some actors as a concept of green protectionism, which has made discussions difficult. After the conference, it is our view that major steps back could be avoided, and that it was possible to make some progress in specific areas. The international community has renewed its commitment of 1992 and supports the concept of a sustainable development with its three dimensions. But the specific challenges were not addressed with binding targets, which clearly is a missed opportunity. The outcome document reflects a compromise, but not the ambition needed to be on track for sustainable development. Although the outcome is less ambitious than aspired by Switzerland, there are several positive aspects. As mentioned, green economy has arrived on the highest political level and is considered an important tool to achieve sustainable development. And the conference has thereby created a basis for action towards greener economy. We really welcome the adoption of a 10-year framework of programs for sustainable consumption and production, which will allow for concrete action. Very positive is the universal membership of UNEP, which will strengthen the environment program, and also the environment strategy that will ensure a better coordination of different activities within the UN system. We certainly welcome the high-level political forum on sustainable development, which will be replacing the UNCSD. And we also welcome the agreement of establishing an inclusive and transparent process on sustainable development goals. Last but not least, it is really important to mention as a positive point the informal processes that have been taking place around this conference many, many site events, gatherings, a lot of energy out there, people from around the world that are concerned about the future, that have the energy and are ready, are willing to change today's lifestyle to have a better future. So these are positive outcomes, and they are certainly necessary steps towards a sustainable future. And the outcome document does provide starting points for greening the economy. Very positive. However, the important part now is that different actors take this as a basis and put some serious effort in moving forward the different processes and contribute to actually greening the economy. Thank you.